Rattled by a personal crisis, a playwright flees to Florence to study the letters between Galileo and his eldest daughter, Maria Celeste. Alternating between past and present, the play Galileo's Daughter is a personal examination of faith, forgiveness, and the cost of seeking and speaking truth. Wham Theater presents Galileo's Daughter by Jessica Dickey at the Elaine P. Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts from October 18th to November 3rd before transferring to the Central Square Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts. The production is directed by Rena Dutt. In accordance with their unique mission of arts as activism, Wham Theater will donate a portion of box office sales to funding the Girls Science After School programs run by the Flying Cloud Institute in Berkshire County. Artistic director of Wham Theater, Janae Carino, is here now to tell us more, along with actor Sandra Seoane Seri, a film and stage actress based in Boston and New York, playing Maria Celeste in Galileo's Daughter. Janae and Sandra, welcome to the roundtable.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you for having us.
Of course, my pleasure. Janae, how did Wham choose Galileo's Daughter for the fall main stage production?
Well, this is something that started when our founder, Kristen Van Genhoven, and Talia Kingston were running the organization and leading our literary committees every month, which is a group of community members who read plays throughout the year to make sure that the plays are both sharing stories that are about women, but in diverse and complex ways, and are meeting our mission of having activist themes. And so that's really where it came from the organization.
Can you tell us more about the play and what about the story and the content speaks to Wham's mission and has been inspiring all of you as you work on putting it up?
Yeah, that's a great question. You know, we are all, I think, grappling with the world around us right now and questioning our place and our future. I feel like we can all relate to feeling like we've lost something about what we know is true about our world and ourselves. But I think looking at the stars, there's proof of something greater than us. And we have something to behold and something to discover if we keep looking up and looking beyond. And this story is a really beautiful inquiry between a writer who's just had a huge seismic shift in her personal life, and she's looking towards art for inspiration, motivation, connections that will bring her into a new realization in this next chapter of her life. And she finds a lot from Maria Celeste, who's Galileo's daughter, who's a very educated, philosophical young woman. And so I think that is truly what is at the heart of Wham's mission. There's this transmission of ideas. They're centering women's voices, women's stories, women's potential, and really thinking about the ways that the way the world is constructed right now kind of either supports women growing and investigating and embodying the things that they believe in and how they see themselves or not, right? There's a lot of things that are keeping us from achieving our ideal versions of ourselves. And so you see Galileo's daughter having to grapple with both the mistakes of her father and also her father is a genius that she looks up to and learns so much from, and he learns so much from her. And he, in this story, is facing some censorship around the discovery of the idea that the earth isn't the center of the universe. And so I think that's very timely at this moment in our culture and climate.
Sandra Seoane Seri plays Maria Celeste in Galileo's Daughter. Sandra, what are you digging into as a performer in this role? What are you learning and able to explore as you prepare for the production?
Oh, yeah, I've been exploring a lot about myself because I am also a Catholic daughter.
There's a lot there.
Yeah, you know, those who know, you know, that devotion, you want to, you know, be there for your family, but also realizing, like, life is sending you on a new direction, and that direction is self-discovery. And, you know, the options for women were so limited, and especially since Maria Celeste was illegitimate, so she couldn't even marry. So there was, like, you had marriage or a convent, and, you know, because of her circumstances, that was her only option. And the way she was able to, you know, find herself, and I'm quoting the play when I say this, the rock star nun, because she is as brilliant as her father. Like, if it wasn't for the societal limitations of the time, she probably would have been a prodigy. And it makes me like, and it makes me think about history and how much knowledge we have lost because of limiting power structures that erase brilliant folks like Maria Celeste and others that, you know, that people like Dava Sobel and Jessica Dickey kind of bring back into the surface, like, because they were there all along. We just really had to find it and see it. So it's been an amazing process, like, for myself and also just as a historical nerd, you know, just discovering all these amazing things.
You have performed with Wham before. What is it like returning and working with them again? Is it a special theater company to you and your career thus far?
Oh, my God, yes. They hired me when I was fresh off undergrad. Mm-hmm. So it was my first professional theater. And, you know, the time, too, was the co-production with Central Square. It was right when the pandemic happened. And, yeah, so it's like, you know, kind of a nice comeback, you know, and being around this community. I love Western Mass, and I'm originally from Boston, and I love that area around Cambridge where there's like art and music and there's all these universities that are there. It's like a really special place and really special people. I'm really glad that they like to work with me again.
Could you both speak about the director, Rena Dutt? Tell me how she's helming the production. What's her approach and what has it been like to work with her?
Yeah, I think Rena is really digging into some of the atmosphere of the play, which to me is, it's the Galileo's Daughter, as much as it's historically based, it's also uplifting, funny, fast-moving, heartwarming. And I think she's really digging in and embracing what theater does best. You know, we have the writer who is connecting with the audience through direct address. We have these funny, witty, quick changes for characters. And I think Rena's really going to serve the audience the joy of theater and the craft of theater on a platter and have people wanting to come back and see it again. It's nice to be in challenging times, politically speaking, and have an election on the precipice, and everyone has uncertainty and questions and excitement around that, and knowing that we're delivering this like really beautiful, inspiring play that's being led by her direction and our amazing team of designers, and Talia Kingston, who's our associate artistic director, is also working as dramaturg with her. So we're very lucky to have Rena, and then we have Caroline Consolving and Diego Arciniegas also joining Sandra in the cast, and it's going to be really special.
What does the partnership with Central Square Theater mean to Wham and to the company there? What are the opportunities afforded by the co-production and, you know, further presentation in a different part of the state?
That's a great question. It's amazing working with an organization who shares a lot of mission alignment. We both center stories about women, and we both really are conscious about supporting designers and female artists within the production process, and especially people like Sandra, who are just coming out of school, so emerging artists. So that's a very powerful thing to be aligned on. For me as a new artistic director, I've had so much opportunity to engage with Lee and Catherine at Central Square and really learn from them. And, so it's been personally enriching. And then of course, the way that it impacts our artists, it's amazing to be able to bring artists to the Berkshires who may be Boston based and share our artists from the Berkshires in Boston and make sure contracts are extended. So that we can give more consistent and higher rates to our artists at Wham, which is such a huge part of what Kristen and the Pay Equity Group has kind of bestowed upon our organization to carry the torch. But those are some of the things I see as being benefits.
Yeah, incredible. I mentioned in the introduction that a portion of box office sales will go to funding girls' science after school programs run by the Flying Cloud Institute in Berkshire County. How was that organization selected to be the beneficiary of this production?
Yeah, I believe the history of that is that Flying Cloud and Wham have had a longstanding relationship. I believe we've partnered in the past before. We've seen the incredible work and the commitment of that organization and their leadership. And so for us, because we do have trust-based partnerships with organizations locally, it's easy for us to turn to them and say, what are your needs? Would this be exciting to you? Is this the right time? And so after a good conversation, we decided to move forward with Flying Cloud.
Wham Theater presents Galileo's Daughter by Jessica Dickey at the Elaine P. Bernstein Theater at Shakespeare and Company in Lenox, Massachusetts from October 18th through November 3rd, essentially on weekends. The dates, of course, are online at whamtheater.com. The show will transfer to Central Square Theater in Cambridge, Massachusetts after that run. It's directed by Rena Dutt. Our guests have been Artistic Director of Wham Theater, Janae Carino, and actor Sandra Seoane-Seri. Thank you both for being here and break legs.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Once again,
have a good day.
Of course, you too. Once again, you can learn more at whamtheater.com. That's WAMTHEATRE.com, which will also be linked on our website along with this interview at WAMC.org. I'm Sarah LaDuke, and you're listening to The Roundtable.